Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
I don't know if we'll have time for a full audio eulogy for Charlie Daniels, but
I need something that sounds different.
The guy's using a fiddle.
The inflection of your voice changes a little bit.
What?
Give me a little something different than...
Cultural change is hard.
Confederate flag, pickup truck, give me some whiskey, moonshine, and a shotgun.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
Be safe, tomorrow. Guys.
Be careful.
Right, be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
Let's see this list. Howl at the Moon got $2 million.
We didn't get any money. I didn't go for it. Nice try, Laird.
Nicely done.
That business is kaput. Thanks
to our
governor. I should
have seen if I could have get some PP money.
What, you, yeah, say, well, you have to have a business.
I do have a business.
It's not PP money. It's PP.
He's talking about a different kind of money. Personal P money.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
Do you feel like Kim Kardashian is the first lady that America needs?
Nude selfies till I die.
No, but it's the one we want.
Okay, so guys.
Inside the White House.
Would she bring the whole family?
North is in the West Wing. We've lost her.
Joined by...
Yeah.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
By the way, were you wearing compression socks on the beach or something?
Yes, I was.
Why are we going down this road? Leave us alone.
I wear them because of a medical condition.
Yes. I understand. Yes, I want to explain it to that.
Matter of fact,
texter.
Hey, texter, guess what? I have them on right now.
My God, you people
ass
are
clown.
Relentless.
Is Nick Stevens someone who calls himself Fitzy and 46 years old in reasonable health, but yet somehow inherited a genetic condition from his father that gives him the circulation of a 90-year-old? I'm going to text shame him.
Mm-hmm. What is
I'm the mayor
thing?
Of Loserville. And everything's great.
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Speaking of rape, Greg, phenomenal.
There's something that's not normally said on this show.
Phenomenal.
Okay, speaking of rape.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID.
How many have got the Cordova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
How many states in America?
Bill Danielle, Rowe. Nice lipstick.
Kind of an early start this morning, but I'm okay with it.
Well, I'm glad to see you made it before the start of the show.
Yeah. You know,
congrats,
six,
bro.
6 o'clock, 6:30, what's the difference?
This is like when you have that OSHA poster that says this workplace has gone X days without a workplace accident or whatever. We're back to zero without the late. So we've gone one day without a late arrival.
Right, one day without me being late. We'll start
Correct.
The clock all over again.
Kay.
I'm fine with that.
Congrats.
Are you wearing compression socks during the show this morning, Grandpa?
I am again.
Okay, I am again
feeling rooty tooty, fresh and fruity.
Did downstairs Joe dock you a half hour's worth of pay, so $17,000 yesterday?
No, I made up for it at the end of the day.
Good.
I made
okay.
up for it at the end of the school
day. You stayed
day.
Late?
I stayed late.
Did you do dishes?
Should you, if you would like to be on the show this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And on the show this morning, we will get to the dumbest of the day in about 40 minutes at 6:45. And then at some point, I believe we have a plethora of quarantine 311 calls so we can get to quarantine 311. Some left over from the 4th of July and the horrendous fireworks situation in our city. But
the natives are restless.
We will we'll get to a quarantine 311 maybe at around 8 on today's show.
This is The Lead.
Time now for today's leads, and Ken Laird will get us going this morning.
Not my lead, but real quick, how about the Brockton Rocks with 100 tickets sold for fans?
Well, they had issue, though. So last night was their home opener.
Yeah.
And they sold 100 tickets, but nobody can understand the inner workings of Phase 3, Part 17, Section A.
Yep.
So they sold 100 tickets, but they didn't realize that the 100 people that were allowed at the park last night also included those who were playing in the game and those who were working for...
So nine people.
So they ended up with one person.
It's fine.
One person in the stands.
It's progress.
In the stands.
Progress.
Was it Bill Murray acting quirky? Bill Murray wearing hilarious banana pants.
But bigger trending news is the Ken Laird column at WEEI.com. A lot of buzz right now. A lot of buzz.
Yeah. Okay.
Fitzy, you're going to like this one.
I actually just read it before the show. Ken, and you know what? I'm proud of you.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm proud of you. Welcome to the dark side.
TB12 reasons why Cam Newton will be better than Tom Brady.
Whoa!
12 reasons.
I got to hear some of them.
Now, would you like to hear all 12 now?
No,
I thought maybe three an hour.
No, we don't have time.
Yesterday, you were listening to traffic on the threes coming in. You would listen to like three.
We're up against the clock.
Why waste all the gold now, Ken?
Give me three of them.
Okay, first three. Number one, motivation. Mm-hmm. Any doubt Cam Newton is motivated and Tom Brady was not last year? I think that was like not even debatable.
Tom Brady had moved everything to another city before the season started last year.
Number two and number three go together. Lamar Jackson effect and an open McDaniels playbook. I can't wait to see what McDaniels does with the Patriots offense this year. Okay. Not just saying that. Not a Patriots fan. Just in terms, and Randy Moss said this, the fun factor. He's right. I mean, it's a stab in the back from Moss to say it, but this team will be so much more dimensional and fun to watch than they were with Brady last year.
Curtis,
that's three. I've got nine more to come as the show goes on.
Yeah.
Good read at WEI.com. Okay. Check it out.
All right.
I'll be the judge of that.
Wait, we didn't get number three, though.
That was two and three. Okay. Two and three. Two was the Lamar Jackson effect.
Okay.
Three is the open McDaniels playbook.
All right. Well,
that sounds like a weather pattern, the Lamar Jackson effect.
Curtis is not in agreement, but that's okay.
If you want to see what Josh McDaniels is without Tom Brady, you can look at the 2011-ish Rams. You can look at the 2008 Broncos. They both suck.
I mentioned that in the column. Read the column.
Anyway, this morning I woke up and I felt great because I had the easiest lead of all time. Tommy Curran, last night with Michael Hawley, was asked who he would rather have as his quarterback, 1 year of Cam Newton or 12 years of Patrick Mahomes. And let's hear who he picked.
If you're Bill Belichick, Curran, would you take Cam Newton at the veteran's minimum or you take Patrick Mahomes for the next 12 years? You got him for a dozen years, Curran. What would you do?
I would take Cam Newton. And the reason I would do that is because I abhor spending all my money on one spot.
Yeah. Who would want to put all their money behind the greatest quarterback in the NFL?
Well, Tommy Curran is an insider. He says it, and I listen.
For a dozen years.
But he was asked what Belichick would do.
I think Belichick would sign Patrick Mahomes.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. I think everybody would sign Patrick Mahomes. What an idiot. Yeah. We have lost our minds.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, I'm very proud of you with that hot sizzling tiznake, as Wiggy would say. And I'm sorry, Curtis. Just don't work that out with you. But this morning, I would like to talk, Greg, again about your favorite thing, professional athletes and social media. Yesterday around 5:30, Cam Newton dropped his latest IG, a picture of him in black and white working on what we expect is the Patriots playbook with the caption in his patented serial killer font, which you can download for only 99 cents in the App Store, I found out.
Mm.
This S calculus.
Hmm.
And then he tagged Julian Edelman.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So
it looks like
a big Starbucks coffee in front of him. Looks like he's up it late cramming for finals.
Yep.
At first thought, it may feed into the perception, wow, the Patriots playbook. This offense is impossible. Cam Newton could be having trouble. What's going to happen this fall? In fact, I think he is feeding into that perception so that when he shows up, like Ken said in his column, and succeeds this fall, people will say, oh, wow, Cam Newton was able to conquer the Patriots playbook. Unbelievable. This guy's amazing.
I can't wait. We got to get football underway immediately.
We do. A San Francisco lawmaker is taking a stand against Karens. Shimon Walton introduced a bill called the Karen Act, C-A-R-E-N.
All right.
It's caution against racially exploitative non-emergencies, which would essentially make it illegal to fabricate a false racially based emergency report. Like if you remember the Central Park Karen that called like, oh, I'm being followed by a black man or whatever it was that she had said.
What is it, punishable by death or?
It's punishable by, I believe, a fine, possible jail time, but the bill is labeled AB 1550. It said racist 911 calls are unacceptable. That's why I'm introducing the Karen Act.
The
Karen Act.
That's gender specific, though. Shouldn't it be the Karen?
It's an acronym.
Shouldn't it be the Karen and the Ken Act?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, no.
How about the Pat Act?
Yeah.
The Double K Act. So we'll see if this passes. They introduced it at the legislative session yesterday.
All right. Well, glad they're working hard on America's most important problems in that city. For those of you, speaking of important issues, for those of you wondering whether to mask or not to mask, the foremost authority in the United States has now spoken. Tom Hanks, American treasure, says it is simple to do your part, just like Americans did in World War II.
The idea of doing one's part, though, should be so simple. Mm-hmm. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands. Mm-hmm. That alone means you are contributing to the betterment of your house, your work, your town, your society as a whole. And it's such a small thing. And it's a mystery to me how somehow that has been wiped out of what should be ingrained in the behavior of us all. Simple things. Do your part.
Mr. Hank says that he was inspired by his forthcoming World War II film, Greyhound. And what Americans did during World War II is what they should be doing during this pandemic.
So we use the pandemic as an excuse to promote his upcoming movie.
Which is on Apple Plus, which means Greg can't watch it.
Right.
Have you ever seen Tom Hanks' son, Chet? He's got 5,000 tattoos and he talks like a moron.
Yes.
So why don't you worry about
what does that have to do with
because
anything,
you're a crappy
Chris?
Dad in your own house and you're telling America how to live.
I mean, does your trajectory reflect poorly upon John Curtis?
Of course not. I'm a key contributor to the number one morning show at WEEI.
wait. We're the number one morning show on the station now?
At WEEI,
that's good news. Okay, great. All right. Those are our suggestions for the lead this morning and right now, Ken, and what is trending first off?
Submitted of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. Go shopping, get rewards, and save at Shaw's with Just For You. Well, it's confirmed. The Red Sox ace has COVID-19. E-Rod's got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Confirmed by manager Ron Renicki on Tuesday. He is feeling better, per the skipper, but not at camp yet. So that's a bit of a concern.
Bad news for your Red Sox.
Not great.
So you don't have Chris Sale. Your opening day pitcher is expected to be E-Rod, and now you're not going to have E-Rod, right?
Eovaldi, Martin Perez, Ryan Weber.
So is he mid-quarantine, close to end of quarantine? Do we have any did they give you any information on this? Or is that a HIPAA thing? I can't figure out. Very limited info coming out
of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
We also found out the prospect Bobby Dalbec is positive. He's asymptomatic. What do you call that, Fitzy?
He's an asymp.
Okay. Sox did sign their first-round draft pick, Nick York. He's making well more than Cam Newton. $2.7 million in a bonus up front for the young lad. DeSean Jackson apologizing yesterday. How about the DeSean Jackson story? For posting the anti-Semitic messages on social media that he attributed to Adolf Hitler, two anti-Semitic posts expressing admiration for Louis Farrakhan. The Eagles called it offensive, harmful, absolutely appalling. I don't know if you want to hear some of the apology now or later. Here's a little bit of it. It's lengthy.
What's going on? I've been getting a lot of backlash and feedback from an Instagram post. that I put on my my Instagram story. I just want to, you know, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because, you know, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, you know, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community.
Well, it wasn't one post. It was multiple posts.
A couple were deleted.
Are we going to have the same national outcry like we had for Drew Brees here? Drew Brees said he won't respect people who kneel for the anthem. Mm-hmm. Right or wrong, it's an opinion, honest, how he really feels. And he got ridiculed for days.
I'm guessing not, because I saw a little bit of a hullabaloo about it yesterday, and then the apology came, and it seems like simply saying that you essentially didn't know what you were posting is an acceptable excuse for this.
How many times, Greg, have you taken to social media to try to put up a little Monday motivation and accidentally quoted a dictator like Hitler, Pol Pot? I mean, it happens to the best of us.
See, that's why I only post food.
Yeah,
yes. You really can't get in trouble if you're posting food pictures.
You don't even post on Twitter at all anymore. You have like gotten. When's the last Twitter post?
I don't like Twitter anymore. Twitter,
it's a cesspool.
What an elitist!
It's so negative.
It's
come
just
on, get down in the mud.
It's literally just everybody fighting about their own personal political opinions. I don't like it. I like going on Instagram and looking at smokes and food and vacation destinations and things. I like looking at activities that the Burgermeister won't allow us to do in this city for another 12 to 18 months. Right. And that's what I like.
You can't avoid the smokes on Instagram. You go to that search thing and it's just, how do you get out of there?
It's
inescapable.
But you realize when you go to the search thing, it populates based on what you look at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, like I've never searched for hot babes on there.
Then you're,
what do you look
you're
for?
Doing, what do you, there's an algorithm, Ken.
I don't look for anything.
It gives some big breasted women because he always looks up Ordway.
Greg has officially taken the red pill, by the way. Greg wants to live in the Matrix. That's it. You don't want to deal with reality. I get it, guys.
No,
I get it.
I don't. I really don't. You're right about that. But if you're always searching for the hottest robotic dealer at an online casino, that's what happens.
Or Alyssa Milano's glistening mermaid boobs in Charmed.
Yes. Charmed. I prefer that.
Oh, my God, Ken.
Tom Brady will appear on an Apple TV Plus docuseries Friday, Curtis. Get ready for this one called Greatness Code.
Love it.
And describe his most perfect game from 2007 with the Buffalo Bills. So there you go. Curtis can enjoy more Brady. NHL approved the return to play plan. Players up next. Ryder Cup, I know you're disappointed, postponed until 2021.
That is kind of disappointing, though.
You love the Ryder Cup guy?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a surprise.
Well, I'm a golf guy. Golf guy.
Okay. You've got a foundation event there. I know that. I mean, you golf once a year at least, maybe twice.
Yeah. I'm doing my foundation golf tournament. Wait till people.
Oh, when?
Wait till I may not reveal the information.
Wait
till people realize that we're going to travel to a state that's open in the New England region.
Oh, boy.
Maybe 100 people there playing golf and doing things. Can you imagine the hue and the outcry over that?
No greater state than this one, Greg.
So many pearls to be clutched.
Will Mask Lane be invited?
Yes, I think he will. Yes, he will.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
You got to learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Well, Ken, that reminds me, for those who like to gamble, I believe that the Plain Ridge Casino opens up today.
That is correct.
Encore is opening up on Sunday.
Sunday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
A lot of restrictions, though. A lot of things are going to change. I figure we could go over some of the things so people know what to expect.
Yeah.
This is all per the Mass Gaming Commission.
Uh-huh.
And capacity will be limited at slot parlors.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone with a temperature of 100.4 or above will not be allowed inside. Employees will be asking visitors to see if they're feeling well. Everyone will be required to wear a mask while in the casino.
Are they going to describe somebody who has a temperature as being on a heater?
Yes.
At the casino?
Correct.
Okay.
All employees must wear...
No, Ken, please. Do not.
No coolers, no heaters?
That does not deserve that.
All employees must wear masks and gloves. Mm. The food courts can be open. A lot of restaurants will still remain closed. Let's see here. As far as games go, hold on a second. They've got no poker, craps, roulette until further notice. Blackjack style gaming tables will be capped at 3 players, and you've got to put plexiglass barriers between everybody.
Yeah, ooh. That's what they have. That's what they have.
That sounds fun.
The plexiglass. Yeah, sounds like a
fun. Sounds like a great time.
It's
going
to be a lot of fun.
I'd rather stay home with Ken and, Digibabe. And just do an online poker sesh. We can run the gambit of ordering Greek takeout and just live that life.
No, you'd rather go to a drive-in to watch baseball because that looks like so much fun.
By the way, the Dodgers, Greg, announced that they're going to be showing games on a giant drive-in screen outside Chavez Ravine.
Nobody will call
that the stupidest idea he's ever heard.
It is.
Because you have no foresight. And also, you're allergic to fun. It makes you itch.
So they're going to have people sit on the 405 for 3 hours to go to a parking lot and watch the game on a screen?
How stupid is that?
They're going to be showing drive-in movie baseball games all over the country, which I said would happen in the spring, and you guys called me an idiot. So enjoy that. And go suck on eggs in the parking lot together from a social distance.
Well, jeez. Sam Kennedy said yesterday they had their Zoom call with all the sponsors yesterday, and he said that he thought fans could be in the ballpark by August. You think does that sound legitimate to you?
Bradford said no chance. We asked him yesterday. Yeah, the preeminent expert.
Well, maybe they're just being hopeful, but I don't know. Maybe there could be fans there. But anyway, casinos open. At least Plain Ridge is open today. If we were allowed to have a sports book, then you would be allowed to wager on whether Patty Mahomes is better than Tom Brady. I'm sure that infuriated you yesterday when Nick Wright said that, Curtis.
Insanity.
Do you have that audio? I might as well delve into this real quick here before we get to dumbest of the day. Nick Wright yesterday says that Mahomes is better than Curtis's hero, Tom Brady.
If you were to ask me right now, if I could lock in Peyton Manning's entire career with the Broncos and the Colts, as Patrick Mahomes' career in Kansas City. So that means 5 MVPs, 4 trips to the Super Bowl, 2 championships. I'm going to get that exact career or roll the dice and see what comes. I'm going to roll the dice because he's more talented than Peyton. You're right, Wilds. Brady did win a Super Bowl on Vinatieri and a Super Bowl on the defense. Luckily, Mahomes is more talented than him too.
Mahomes is, we're talking two bodies of work.
It's insane. This remember Aaron Rodgers, 2010, he's the next thing. He's the next Brady. There have been so many next Bradys over the last 20 years. It's like Jordan, which I guess I understand now. Brady is the Jordan of the NFL, so LeBron was the next Jordan. Kobe was the next Jordan. That sort of comes with the territory of being the greatest of all time. But what's stunning to me is that there isn't even like, let's wait to see if he wins two. A third of what Brady's won before we start mentioning it. It's already there, even last year before he even won a Super Bowl, and he lost at home to Tom Brady at 41. They were still saying it like this was the match of the NFL, Brady versus Mahomes. I don't know what the rush is. He's so young. He's so talented. He's the reigning Super Bowl champion. Let's let it, develop a little bit before we start comparing him to the greatest player in the NFL.
You can't compare the bodies of work. Physically, of course, he may be more gifted than Tom Brady, but I don't even think that's really what's up for debate. What's up for debate is how big the bite in the ass may be in the Kansas City Chiefs and Mahomes for all the celebrating they're doing. Yesterday, the Chiefs had the audacity to tweet out a picture of Mahomes standing like Christ the Redeemer over Arrowhead Stadium, and it said, "Let's build a dynasty." Can we please slow our roll? You won a Super Bowl where you had a great fourth quarter comeback. And yes, he's had two incredible seasons.
Yeah, well, he's got an MVP.
The future's bright.
He's got an MVP and he's got a Super Bowl.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
A lot of people have won a Super Bowl. A lot of people have won an MVP.
Yeah.
Why don't we wait until he's played 8-10 years? Let's make sure he doesn't have a career ending injury. Bo Jackson sure as hell looked like the greatest player to ever set foot on a football field. Then one bad hit in Seattle and Kaputz, good night. Dunsky, career over. So why don't we just maybe slow our roll in KC a little bit?
You think he's more physically talented than Tom Brady?
He may be. I think he's got a better arm than Brady. He has an obscene ability to be accurate and throw the ball like as far as I've ever seen a guy throw it. He got that from his dad, a major league pitcher.
Right.
He's got a better pedigree, I think, than Brady did. God love the Bradys, but he didn't have a family member that was in the major league baseball like Patrick Mahomes did. But I just think it's this disdain for Brady and Belichick that is the reason that these guys are put in this position. They hate the Patriots and Brady so much that they're begging for that next
person. Hold it. The whole thing was about Peyton Manning. He threw Brady in at the end, and Curtis has to make it about what's always about Brady and Belichick. It was about Peyton Manning, which I would take Mahomes over Peyton Manning's career. If you want me to, would you roll the dice now on Mahomes over two Super Bowls of Peyton Manning?
I don't know if I would.
What?
I wouldn't. What?
I would.
You don't think Mahomes would get at least one more title?
I guess that he probably
will. Okay, then he's equaled what Peyton Manning did in his career. And one of those, by the way, was on the strength of the defense in Denver.
Peyton Manning's the greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
Great. What's that get you?
I'm just saying that this is Mahomes.
a lot of one and dones.
We thought week three this year, Ken, that Mahomes was done. His knee came off of its...
You don't think he'll win it one more time? You don't think Mahomes will win another title?
I believe he will. Okay. But
Curtis, no team in the NFL is better suited over the next couple of seasons, especially this year, Greg, while we're all doing virtual play dates and Zoom practice sessions. The Chiefs returned 20 of 22 starters from a Super Bowl championship team, and Mahomes hasn't even sniffed his own prime yet. So I'm pretty sure that the Chiefs are going to grab another Super Bowl. Peyton Manning kind of reinvented the way they play the quarterback position. Brady's the GOAT. Mahomes may reset the standard 10 or 15 years from now, but the rush, like you said, Curtis, for everyone, including a ginormous KC honk like Nick Wright, to anoint him the savior and the new GOAT, it's intolerable.
Better, to say he's better right now than Tom Brady, I think is ridiculous.
Oh, right. If I had my chance to pick between Tom Brady or Mahomes to quarterback my team this season, I would pick Patrick Mahomes.
Right. And
I would too.
But
this season,
because,
yes.
That's because you're picking for the future.
Right. Yes,
because
for this season.
Because you're picking, no, for just one season.
This season right now, if I could pick Mahomes or Tom Brady 2020, I would take a 24-year-old MVP.
Curtis, I'll do it for you. Oh, you would?
I can't believe you said that.
And if you read my column, I'd take Cam Newton this year over Tom Brady.
I got 12
reasons.
Kenny.
12 reasons why the Patriots are better off.
The campaign has begun.
Think about this, though. The last team to repeat in the NFL was the Patriots in 2004. It is incredibly difficult. And there were some wagon Patriots teams and some wagon Colt teams. There were some great Broncos teams. The Seahawks nearly did before Malcolm Butler picked it off at the end of the Super Bowl 49.
That was awesome.
By the way, a texter says, get it right. Dan Marino, best regular season quarterback ever.
Good point. good point. Only went to now, Dan Marino, okay, when he was, I think, 24, went to the Super Bowl and lost to Joe Montana. And they said, oh, what an effort. Great season. The future's bright for this kid. He'll be back. Never went back.
I mean, it's difficult.
Did the Chiefs win last year or did they lose?
They lost the year before to a 40-year-old Tom Brady.
Also, it's a two-year run.
But that wasn't Mahomes' fault.
The first half was Mahomes' fault. They didn't score any points.
That's one run. Why? Because Belichick had an incredible game plan, but I guess he's just a boob who's on Nantucket.
I mean, the Chiefs are going to be a dynasty. I don't know if it'll be 10 years, but this will be a good team for many, many years.
I don't know.
You're willing to declare that they're going to be a dynasty right now?
You have to win at least two, Ken, before you're even talking about
a
dynasty.
Well, they're going to be.
Three.
Okay, we have to pump the brakes. Let's wait. Let's not make any opinions.
Locking him up for 12 years or whatever
Lock
it is.
Him up.
For $500 million.
What about Reed's emails?
Which is not really $500 million anyway, because it's not guaranteed. It doesn't create a dynasty. There's five other things that go into that.
I would agree with that.
Because you'd be in cap jail.
But for the next 2 years, the money's not that unreasonable, and it's pay as you go, basically. I mean, they're paying him less than Tannehill over the next 4 years. So it's a team-friendly deal, and they've got plenty of flexibility.
The Patriots did two dynasties in 20 years with the same quarterback. The Chiefs win one Super Bowl, and we're already saying that they are going to replicate something that was never done and will never be replicated again.
And when the Patriots had won a couple, or maybe even when they had won three, everybody's like, oh, you can't say dynasty. That's not dynasty. I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, three's a dynasty.
Gibbs won four Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks.
And now they won three, and like, oh, that's too early, guys. And yet now we can anoint Patrick Mahomes a God.
No, he's a great quarterback.
Sure.
And he's had two great seasons.
Uh-huh, but he's also eating up almost 16% of the cap space, and that makes it damn well impossible.
And Andy Reid eats the rest of it.
And also, it's going to be difficult to create a dynasty when you're paying him what you're paying him, Ken. I mean, the other parts around him are going to be difficult to pay for.
16% of the cap is not that outrageous. Now, if you get into 20 and 25, that's what Kraft said he'll never do. But for the next couple of years, they're fine. They are perfectly fine.
I believe in 2013, Kraft said he wanted to do something very elegant with Tom. And that's exactly what they did when they came up with that cheapo deal. That's what worked, Ken. I don't think what you'll never see again is a quarterback who says, you know what? Thanks to my $500 million earning power walking beautiful wife, I can afford to take $9 million a season as opposed to $40 million a season, which is what Mahomes is basically earning over the next 5 years.
This is the arrogance of this region that a dynasty will never again happen in the NFL. You'll never get six, but you'll get three. Somebody will run a three Super Bowl run. Of course they will.
I just said they're not going to do what the Patriots did because nobody will ever do that with the same quarterback with six titles over 20 years. But I think one thing in the favor of the Chiefs is that the AFC West is looking a little bit like the AFC East. You have the Chargers, not good at all. Mm. You have the Raiders, not good at all. And you have what's the third team?
The Broncos.
The Broncos are a dumpster fire.
Oh, no, they're not. They're going to make the playoffs this year, Curtis.
With who? Drew Lock?
Have you seen the offensive talent they have in Denver?
With Drew Lock at quarterback.
I mean, Greg, we probably don't have time because I'm sure you don't want to go down. You don't want to roster compare in the AFC West.
Deep dive on the roster?
The Broncos are making the playoffs this year.
Can we do AFC West deep dive?
You want a power ranking? Top five teams in a four-team division?
I love power rankings. Greg, my favorite thing.
We call it a whip around.
Yes. But wait, Ken. You believe that they will win three Super Bowls during the period of time that he is there?
I believe that, yeah. They'll two for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go three. I'd say three. Three over the next 6-7 years? Absolutely.
Three more or two more?
Two more.
Okay. Two more.
I mean, they're the heavy favorite this year. Well, mm-hmm. Baltimore. I mean, it's the Chiefs and the Ravens ahead of the pack in the AFC a distant margin.
But did you hear Nick Wright almost almost choke on his own words when he said on the very same program within the same broadcast segment that Cam Newton makes them a Super Bowl contender now?
Yes.
Oh, it hurt. It was so wonderful.
Oh, he had Patriots top three. AFC top three. Nick Wright. We played that on the show yesterday.
Distant three, I'd say. But yeah.
I have a poll up based on my lead from this morning. Which would you rather, Cam Newton for 1 year and $1 million or Patrick Mahomes for 12 years and $503 million? The responses are in, and as you can imagine, Honk City. 54% of the respondents want Cam Newton over Patrick Mahomes.
We are pathetic.
We are an embarrassment.
You get a bargoon, as LB used to say, when it comes to Cam Newton.
Yes. It's proof that we've never been a football town. We've been a Patriots town. We've been a Brady Hawk town.
So 54% of those who have responded on our Twitter poll would prefer Cam Newton for 1 year to Mahomes for 12 years.
Because how do you succeed with one quarterback for 12 years? It's never happened here before.
Yeah, all right. I love it. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up, we will get to the dumbest of the day.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Momentarily, we will get to the dumbest of the day. This is Chad. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Ken.
What are you calling about, Chad?
Hey, I just wanted to call about Belichick and Cam Newton. I think one of the things you'll never see again is a coach getting an elite quarterback for $500,000, then going 12-4 in the regular season, getting to the playoffs. And it just shows that, you know, everybody's believing in Belichick, and the belief in Belichick has always been stronger than the belief in Brady, but people just didn't realize it. And with all the surveys you guys are doing, like Curtis was just talking about it, you know, everybody has been believing in Belichick, and this year will just prove it.
You mean
that he is the greatest coach of all time by bringing in Cam Newton, an elite quarterback, for $500,000, getting him to play to his 100%, and then bringing us to the Super Bowl, possibly, in, you know, the next couple of years, they put a franchise tag on him.
Well,
so
yeah,
Belichick is always.
This is why Curtis is so upset, because Curtis wants to believe that the reason that he was able to do that is because everybody else NFL-wise thinks Cam Newton is injured, is not going to recover from that foot and that shoulder, whatever. And so Curtis is convinced that Cam Newton is useless. But I would agree with you, Chad. I think that I think you put Bill Belichick with a reasonably good quarterback, and you have at least a 10-6, maybe 11-5 New England Patriots team this season. That's what I would say.
Greg,
Ken Laird agrees with me. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
I have a question. Would you consider Drew Bledsoe a reasonably good NFL quarterback?
Yes, okay. I would.
And they went 5-11. Mm-hmm. Actually, 5-13.
All right. And would you consider Matt Cassel at the time, who hadn't thrown a pass that had any in-game significance since high school, to have been a reasonably good quarterback?
They lost 7 games from the year before. They won 18 the year before. That year they won 11.
No, so they went 11-5, yes.
They decreased 7 wins from the year, the total, with the same team.
And no team was playing any better in the final 5 games after the Pittsburgh Steelers kicked the Patriots' ass over Thanksgiving weekend. But that's okay. I digress. The one place you can disagree with Chad is actually in Brady's favor. He said you always had belief in the Belichick more so than Brady. Curtis brought up a few weeks back on the show that one of the things Patriots Nation will be missing this fall is waking up every day from the middle of summer through football season and thinking, oh, that's right, we have Tom Brady, our quarterback. We could win the Super Bowl this year. We do miss that, but Belichick will keep them competitive and relevant as long as he's on the sideline, period. End of story.
I don't know what you just said, but what
Curtis,
you
know what I'm talking about. You said that when Tom Brady was here, every day a Patriots fan could wake up and say, oh, there's a good chance we're going to win the Super Bowl this year because of Tom Brady.
With Brady and Belichick as a unit, they went to the Super Bowl every other year at a minimum. So you knew that, and it was a birthright that you were going to be in the AFC Championship.
Correct.
Okay, but what Chad is saying, if I have to explain it to you guys, is based on your poll this morning, Curtis, more Patriots fans believe that Bill Belichick is the reason for their success than they believe Tom Brady. Hence why 54% would prefer to have Cam Newton for 1 year at a discount than to have Patrick Mahomes.
But yeah, I can confirm that.
I would ask the audience right now, if this offseason somehow, due to some miraculous event, Patrick Mahomes was a free agent alongside Cam Newton, and the Patriots signed Patrick Mahomes to a 12-year, $503 million contract, and the Jets signed Cam Newton to a 1-year, $1 million contract, what do you think the poll would look like? Belichick goes from one goat to another. Greatest move in the history of football. So it's idiotic to say that. And Patrick Mahomes is not old. He's going to be 35 at the end of that contract. Quarterbacks are now playing well into their 40s. It's a brilliant move by the Chiefs to think in any way, shape, or form to have Tom Curran, of all people, I think one of the best football minds, second to you, in this market, to say on TV that he would take Cam Newton over Patrick Mahomes is honkdom at the highest order. It is embarrassing.
Burped into the ether.
Did you read Ken's column this morning?
Mm-hmm.
I did the cliff notes. Somebody sent me the key points.
12 legitimate reasons why Cam Newton is better for this New England Patriots team than Tom Brady.
Boom.
That, I mean, honestly, you can have an argument with that.
Wow.
You can't have an argument with Patrick Mahomes and Cam Newton. One's the greatest quarterback in the NFL right now. The other... So basically, Chad and you, Greg, are telling me that the other 31 teams are all dumb. They're stupid. And the Patriots are the only smart team in the NFL because this guy was available to be signed for 2.5 months.
The stars aligned for Cam. We talked about this yesterday with Wiggy. Were you here?
I tried to tune Wiggy out.
It was like 3 minutes into the conversation, to be fair.
The stars aligned for Cam Newton to be here. It's like the perfect storm. Like he wants to be a starter, and he wants to be able to. He's got 1 year to show the rest of the league what he can do. He wants to do it with Bill Belichick. Why is that so difficult for you to understand?
Was that George Clooney movie? I enjoyed that one. With Mark Wahlberg was a fight in the ocean. I thought he had a good chance. A puncher's chance in the ocean, Greg. How many states in America?
I don't know. I have to say, I think Cam Newton's new social media approach where he said he's done being humble is really going to work out well with the Patriots. I think they love people who are not humble.
You know what, actually, Curtis? It's going to be refreshing for a year because, again, it's so different
than Tom Brady, it's preventing any it prevents a lot of the comparisons because you just can't compare apples to oranges.
Sure, they're you
just
can. Let's compare the offseason last year. Cam Newton actually talking about football and not being humble about playing football and working out. Tom Brady last year at the Kentucky Derby or promoting TV12 or doing some Hulu ad.
Tom Brady was like fake humble.
Humble?
Look at the transition now with what he's like speaking out about, doing all that stuff. If Tom had stayed on the same course of limited speaking out, limited reflection on things, limited commentary, then it would be like, okay, he's kind of been consistent. His personality has completely changed and opened up since he went to Tampa.
It hasn't changed. He revealed what he was.
Right.
Hill, man. Good luck. Good to see you, buddy. Say hi to everyone back in Boston for me.
Yes, I will, Tom. Yes.
I mean, I don't know how Cam Newton is off the field. He's 31. He has 7 kids. That's got to take up a lot of time. I mean,
But what is this nonsense about people who are bothered, like people like you who are bothered by the fact that the guy is a showman? Like, why does that bother you?
Me? I don't care if you're a showman or not.
Okay. So when you talk about his not being humble or his excessive celebratory activities, like, who cares?
It's the first and only time I've been confused with Felger. I do not care if you dance, if you celebrate, if you do anything. I was just saying the actual word of his post saying done being humble when you join the Patriots seems counterintuitive.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's going to be fine. Yeah. I think Belichick's going to let him do what he wants.
I don't think
really.
I really don't think Bill cares that much.
Why would Bill bring him in, loving his football talents and his aggressive approach, which is in stark contrast to Brady? As a matter of fact, you probably have some Kens of the world who will tell you that Belichick's going to let Cam let his freak flag fly this year because he wants to rub it into Brady just a little bit. Like, you know what, Tom? He stepped in line. That's okay. Guess what? We're going to let Cam do whatever he wants, right?
There's nothing wrong. In fact, you should be excited when you make a play. Hell, look at all the work you've put into it, all the time that you've spent and practice of putting into it. And to go out there in a game competitively and execute it well and make a play, you should be excited about it.
Yeah, big celebration guy, Belichick.
Can I say one thing? This text made my day. 978. Ken thinks Mahomes is 2 weeks behind Italy. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I mean Brady.
Ken doesn't want any celebrations because that's not COVID proper. No celebrating.
No fist bumping, that's for sure.
No spitting?
We have got to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right. As a public service, we listened to nearly everything that was said in this country yesterday. And, Curtis, we have determined, you and I, actually, that this was the dumbest of the day yesterday, and it happened right here in our beloved city of Boston.
What a press conference. The Burgermeister himself, Mayor Walsh, mm-hmm. was standing outside of City Hall Plaza. Mm-hmm. He had a couple ketchup stains on his shirt, but other than that, he looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And he addressed tourism and Boston potentially being the first city in the country to officially reopen.
Ooh.
And that, I think that in Boston, we're still a bit away before we see it, that booming, thriving tourism industry here in the city of Boston. Unfortunately, with COVID-19, a lot of people still aren't traveling. My office overlooks Faneuil Hall. I'm not seeing the countless numbers of people that have been out there in the years past. I'm seeing more today than I did over the last 4 months, but I still think, unfortunately, our restaurants, our hotels, and our tourism industry is in for a bit more of a ride here, especially when you see these other states opening up and the numbers of COVID cases happening. That's not sending a strong message across the country that cities are open for business right now. But I do think it's very important that as we continue to move forward here, continue to take the precautions, keep our numbers low. We could be the first city that truly recovers from COVID-19. And people, when they start to travel again, come to Boston because our numbers are so low.
What? Wait a second. We could be the first city that recovers from COVID, and then we can have everybody travel here and bring the COVID here from everywhere else.
So.
What is he talking about, Ken?
I'd put the brakes on that one.
What are these people talking about? We could be the first city that totally recovers from COVID. I thought we were.
Well, that's true.
I thought that's true.
Yeah, as far as American cities, we're doing well.
I thought nobody was going to recover until we had a vaccine. So we could be the first. You and Boney said nobody could do anything until there's a vaccine. So
well, I don't want travelers from Florida coming here. That's what you're saying.
I know.
Okay, well, that's done.
We could be the first. What are we going to, like, plant a flag and say, hey, we've recovered. Everybody come here and bring your COVID with you.
Marty Walsh is going to have the USS Comfort come into the harbor and put a mission accomplished banner on it.
Well, some countries, if you're from Iceland or, you know.
Are you kidding me? I know there's zero rhyme or reason to anything that these guys say.
No, I used to love Copenhagen, but now we're going to be the new New Zealand, Greg.
They have absolutely, we're going to be the first city that recovers from COVID so that everybody can come here.
And bring more COVID, so we have to shut it back down again.
What?
Makes sense.
Mayor Walsh's scientific method is he's looking out his window, and he doesn't see as many people in Faneuil Hall.
Look out the window. Oh, my God. All right.
What an idiot.
Well, that's good news. We're going to be the first city to recover. It would say when. We're not sure what year that's going to happen, but eventually it's going to happen. And also, we have more bike lanes than any other city in the world.
Sweet.
More than even Copenhagen.
I was in Copenhagen.
Power rank in the top lanes around here these days. Number two, bike lanes. Number one, Max Lane. Just on the Greg Hill Show. Great interview with Colin McHugh up yesterday from FUMF.
And he was totally off the cuff there. That was not pre-scripted. No, you can just tell how his brain works. It's like Wiggy.
Jeez. What are we doing, Curtis? Easy.
Whatever the case may be.
Good Lord. This, that, and the other.
This, that, and the other.
A texter says that's called magic thinking. That's what that is. Magic thinking.
Ooh, that's Lions. A great strip club.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Ordwaver, Loney, and Fourier. 2-6.
Be careful who you pick on. There's always a bigger.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.